As a general point, Chair, we think it is useful, as you've done, to start this section by recalling previous consensus language regarding accountability and human responsibility, and then very deliberately building on that. This ensures that we are advancing our understanding rather than repeating similar ideas using different formulations. Chair, we agree with the distinguished delegate from Pakistan that there is further consensus language that could be included in this section, including a simplified version of paragraph 19 of the 2022 report relating to state responsibility. We would suggest including the following language. Every internationally wrongful act of a state, including an act involving the use of laws, entails the international responsibility of that state in accordance with international law. As another general point, it would be useful to think about concrete measures that this group could reach consensus on in the area of accountability and laws. This links back to the idea of traceability that appears earlier on in the text. So turning to the text before us, Australia agrees with the first paragraph included in this section, that humans must at all times remain accountable in accordance with applicable international law for decisions on the use of force. Chair, established legal principles of accountability would apply in relation to the use of autonomous weapon systems. For example, IHL requires parties to a conflict to take necessary measures to prevent and suppress serious violations of IHL. And serious violations of IHL involving autonomous weapon systems may give rise to individual criminal responsibility under international law. Chair, in short, the use of autonomous weapon systems does not provide a basis for excluding legal responsibility. By way of an example, a person who activates an autonomous weapon system with the knowledge that it will strike military objectives and civilians or civilian objects without distinction could be held individually responsible under international criminal law. Chair, turning to the second paragraph, this is previously agreed language reflected in Guiding Principle B. As a general comment in our approach, we think it's useful to separate out previously agreed language, which we should not be relitigating, and to seek to build and expand in that. So the notion that accountability considerations should be considered across the entire life cycle of a weapon system is important. And this is worth us elaborating upon when we are thinking about regulatory measures or measures that support the implementation of a state's international legal obligations. And we should also consider what type of measures that might entail during design, development, testing, use, and after-action review. As an example, the rolling text could state that autonomous weapon systems should not be designed to conduct engagements that would not be the responsibility of the commanders and operators using the system. Chair, turning to the third paragraph, this reads very similarly to Guiding Principle D, but the word design has been added. We think that safeguards relating to design would be better placed under a risk mitigation measures section. On the fourth paragraph in this section, Australia agrees with the inclusion of this paragraph. While to some extent incorporated in the fifth paragraph of this section, we think the fourth paragraph could also refer to the need to ensure investigations or other reviews of incidents related to the operation of autonomous weapon systems that may involve violations of IHL. So, for example, the paragraph could read, states must ensure internal mechanisms for the reporting, investigation, or review of incidents that may involve violations of IHL, and then proceed as it currently is. Turning to the fifth paragraph, we commend the Chair on the inclusion of this text. Australia considers the bracketed text international law would be more appropriate to utilise in this section, noting the draft text reflects well-established rules of international law. To tie the language back to the issue of accountability in relation to the use of autonomous weapon systems, we would suggest inserting language to this effect in the draft text. So, for example, states must take all appropriate steps, including legislative and other measures, to prevent and suppress violations of international law relating to the use of laws by persons or on territory under its jurisdiction or control. Thank you, Chair.